4PXB.
4PXD, K82BNG.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo.
XB. Alright, so, how's it going? How you doing tonight?
Just taking a ride home, so I figured I'd talk on the radio a little bit. Since it was quiet, I was going to just make sure that my radio was still working.
Working. There's some static in the background, but that could be the repeater. That repeater, when the wind gets blowing, one of the cables starts flapping around. Yeah, no, I hear you fine. Yeah, pretty much the same here, heading home into 5 o'clock traffic. But, you know, it's all good. It beats the traffic rush in some other places I've lived.
My trip's not too bad. I get on Highway 1485 to Spartanburg, and then just pretty much make the trip every day, so it's about 35 minutes with good traffic.
Pretty much same here. You know, as I said, I'm used to worse. For 8 or 10 years before this, I lived in the New York City area, so traffic-wise, generally, that's worse.
Seemed like a nightmare, because from what I've heard there, it's just best to pay for a taxi, an Uber, or a bicycle, or a walk-in, if it's not too far.
It's true in Manhattan. In the outer boroughs and in Long Island, like Nassau County, I mean, yeah, traffic is bad, but it's not, Oh, Manhattan, yeah, forget it. Manhattan, the pedestrians will not get out of your way. When they got the red light, they don't walk. They'll walk. When they got the green light, they'll walk. It doesn't matter. So, you end up zigzagging around pedestrians. And plus, you got all these suicidal cab drivers who, it seems like they're hell-bent on getting to their next, location no matter what. Manhattan's a bit of a stressful situation. The rest of the city, not all that much.
Syracuse, New York, but like I said, my parents came down to South Carolina when I was 6 years old, so I remember zero of it, but that's pretty much my history of New York.
Syracuse and the rest of the upstate are very, very, very different. You know, Syracuse is more like, it's the country compared to the New York City area.
Before I die, I'll plan on going up there and seeing, you know, some of the relatives of mine that are still up there and visit my dad's grave that is where he's buried up there.
Moved to upstate New York. Not going to like the climate, though. Shoveling 10 feet of snow out of your driveway isn't the best. It's probably not that bad.
The reason I'm not moving up there, because, like I said, on odd occurrence, I don't want to have to shovel that much snow, and I choose not to be divorced because my wife doesn't like cold and with her bad joints and stuff. She definitely won't like the cold.
The cold. Now, mind you, the New York City area is moderated by, you know, the ocean retains a lot of heat. You know, it is an island on the ocean, so the winters are much more moderate than they are, let's say, in Buffalo, or possibly even in Syracuse. So, for me, it wasn't all that bad. In fact, sometimes I would go out in, 30-degree weather. I would go out in 30-degree weather in my undershirt and, just a thin pair of slacks to walk around just exercise in the cold. Because that used to be a thing and it still is. You know, go for a brisk walk in the real cold weather. The cold amplifies the effects of exercise.
I spent 3 months in Alaska doing winter training, and that was definitely beyond cold. It was the coldest temperature it got while we were there was 70 below.
70 below, does that even, does this planet even get that cold? Yeah, it might. Because the coldest recorded temperature might have been at the other side of the world. Antarctica, I think, might have been 100 below.
04, PXB. B as in Bravo. You must have went down in the valley because you got real staticky.
No, you said something about 70 below zero. I'm like, is that an Earth planet? No, but I'm thinking, you know, Antarctica has gotten temperatures of 100 below. So, yeah, that's cold. That I don't know if I'd really want to deal with.
Cold, like I said, we had the Mickey Mouse boots where you... Mickey Mouse boots where you just put the pump air into it, and the air insulates the boots and keeps your feet from getting cold and stuff, but and like I said, they're extremely waterproof, and the weak feet didn't get cold then.
Freeze and you get frostbite, you're dead, or you're gonna lose a bunch of toes. Yeah, that's the thing about frostbite. You know, avoid it at all costs.
That's why they tell you don't sweat to where you're gonna really overexert yourself in extreme cold weather, because then the water will freeze on you and you'll get frostbite even quicker without even realizing it.
With wool. Wool as opposed to cotton. Wool is supposed to wick away moisture from your skin, right? I mean, I don't know. I've never lived anywhere where it was that cold, where I had to go out dressed like a, you know, just like a big ball, because my clothing is that thick. I've never been in that cold of climate.
That's not the only place I've ever been that cold. I spent 3 months there. Went back to Fort Benning, Georgia, stayed a month there, and then went to Hawaii for beach jump surgeon training.
Surgeon training. Sounds like Invasion 101. How to storm the beach. Well, sounds like you've had an interesting career.
Certainly did. I enjoyed every minute of it. Me personally, I think they should mandate everybody serve, you know, either 3 or 4 years and then stay rest maybe 8 or 5 years inactive. There'd be a lot of people have a lot better respect for America and realize things are not owed to them, so they have to work for it.
I think the new reason that founding fathers never thought of a thing like this is because they figured since Americans are basically, you know, a country of property owners will fight for to defend their landmass. You know, we don't necessarily need mandatory conscription. And later on, the rationale became, I don't know what the rationale became. Some sort of mandatory public service, not necessarily the military, might not be totally a bad idea.
Give people a different, better understanding in life.
Not necessarily the military. Join the Peace Corps for 2 or 3 years. The United States never... The United States never had a draft until 1863. And you saw the results of Lincoln trying to institute a draft in this country. It was not a pretty sight.
True, like I said, yeah, just pretty much anything that would, not inscripted military, but or any kind of thing like that, would just do something to where people would have, you know, understanding that things aren't owed to them. They have to really work hard for it.
For serving overseas, they might realize, you know, things could get worse. The United States is privileged when it comes to... You know, we don't really know how good we've had it in this country as far as... The United States has never really faced an extended period of war, or disease, or famine, or any of the other trials and tribulations that other countries have faced. Yeah. Okay, hundreds of thousands of Americans have died in foreign wars, but war was always something that was happening somewhere else, and it was never, like, up close and personal. You know, we never had Germans in the street of, Peoria, for example.
What do you call the Revolutionary War? What do you call the Civil War? What do you call the influenza outbreak of 1918? Man.
Out there, except oil, and...
What was the Revolutionary War? Yeah, well, okay, other than the War of 1812, when was the last time you actually had foreign occupiers on American soil? All right, the Civil War maybe will make a special case. The South only actually tried to invade the North on one or two occasions, and that, for the most part, didn't work out well for them.
Not. This is KO4PXB. I'm now in the driveway, so I'll say 73.
I'm about 2 or 3 minutes away, so I'm going to go in and feed the cats and slice up the pizza, and that'll be it for tonight.
4PXB, please be careful. Bye.
XB KD2BG 73, you have a good one.